This is the Coca-Cola Cool Down, and we're Derek Rucker here in Wollongong after what was an epic play-in game between the Hawks and New Zealand Breakers. Dee, can you sum that up for me?
It was intriguing. It was unpredictable. It was fascinating. It was crazy. It was chaotic. There was so much in it. It was like watching a season long of some type of sports reality show in 2 hours. It was just a fantastic game of basketball. And it was a shame that New Zealand had to lose, but the Hawks did enough. They're probably, over the long haul, the better basketball team. So I think in the final summation, the right team got through.
A wonderful display, and just speaks to how competitive and incredible this NBL season has been. Who for the Hawks for you stood up? I feel like J-Rob, especially in that fourth quarter, he was the guy.
Well, he was able to give them big-time scoring, but in a highly efficient manner. He only took 11 shots, but he was 14 of 14 from the free throw line. I'm sure that's some type of NBL playoff record, but his 26 points were vital. Gary Clark and Tyler Harvey didn't have the same injection offensively. They were a bit down tonight, but Sam Froehlich showed why he's such a valuable Australian talent. He delivered hugely, especially down the stretch. He took it upon himself on the offensive end to make plays and get big-time buckets for the Hawks when they most need it. This game was in jeopardy for the Hawks. They had a chance to go down right here on their home court, but those two guys stepped in big and made the plays when needed.
I spoke to someone from the Hawks at halftime after they'd lost that 15-point lead. They didn't think that they would win it.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of doubt, I think, in that Hawks bench late in the game. But, you know, they dug down defensively. They were able to limit PJC. He wasn't as efficient as we saw him against the Sydney Kings. He still was able to dime people up and create scoring opportunities for his teammates. But over the long haul, they did a really good job of limiting his effectiveness, and that went a long way towards the Hawks advancing.
I saw you speaking to Dave O'Hickey at the end of the game. What did you say to him? Because he really came in and was a wonderful injection for the Hawks.
Yes, I thought he did a fantastic job with his energy. And the fact that Justin Tatum had the courage to make that type of change and instill Hickey into the starting lineup and use his energy, use his athleticism, and his love of the basketball game. He plays with a spirit that you love to see, and it's someone, you know, that you want in this program for a very long time because of what he represents and what he's about as a player and as a person.
Given what both of these two teams have been through this season, to be very honest with you, I didn't want to see anyone lose that game.
I know.
The Breakers, though, they should just be so proud. Resilience comes to mind when you talk about what they have been through this season and the fact that they were still there and still making it happen.
Yeah, we see that from the outside, and I think if they're honest with themselves, they can sense it as well. But, Joe, it doesn't replace the feeling of pain from losing a game like this. They were right there. They had opportunities. They had the ball in the lead late in that game with a chance to build upon the lead and take control of the game, but it just didn't work out. And yes, you're correct. They showed tremendous character in fighting and getting themselves this far. But yet, I'm sure Coach Moti Mayor will feel a sense of heartbreak. This is 2 years in a row where they've lost disheartening games on the road to lose a championship series last year and then lose the opportunity to advance to the playoff series.
Is there something in saying, given the fact that they had so many injuries, they were man down, Will McDowell-White didn't finish this game, could you almost argue that they played their final against the Kings?
Well, there's a lot to that. And knocking the Kings out, look, for decades, franchises have taken joy in ending the Sydney Kings' season, and that's what happened this year. And, yep, there's probably some merit to what you say. I'm sure the Breakers feel like, okay, we got some level of get back after they beat us last season. But still, as I said before, you know, they'll have to live with this pain in the offseason. They have a lot to be proud of. Those guys dug deep when they were hurt. Zylan Cheatham, you know, kudos to him. And as, you know, we want to talk about Tom Abercrombie. And it's always sad to see a great career come to an end. In my heart, I feel like he's got at least two more years of good basketball. Look how he's played in these final two games. He was tremendous out there tonight. He's a big-time loss for the Breakers and the NBL, and maybe he'll rethink his options in the offseason.
Oh, that could be something. You're right, though. It was really tough looking at him at the end of that game, especially with the way that they lost it. He was watching that PJC shot, and it just rimmed down. Imagine if that had gone in and we went to overtime. But he's done so much for the game. He's done so much for the game in New Zealand, and he too should be extremely proud. And we haven't lost him to the game either.
No, we haven't. But, you know, there's certain players that you meet over the decades and you're excited to see them. And I don't know Tom very well, but I know that our conversations have always been cordial, and he's an interesting guy, someone who loves the game. And you can tell he's just a really good person. And, you know, he's one of the gentlemen of the basketball game and a high level competitor and champion.
No doubt. And on behalf of obviously everyone at the NBL, congratulations to Tom on an incredible career. We do need to turn our focus to the playoff series. Hawks, they have booked a date with Melbourne United. If you're United sitting at home watching this one tonight, what are you thinking?
Oh, you're happy. They've had to go over to Tasmania, lose that game, and then come back here and give it everything just to advance. And, you know, I think there's a bit of concern over the physical well-being of Gary Clark. He really hasn't looked well. In fact, I thought he struggled tonight physically. Can he get well in a couple of days before they have to travel to Melbourne? But even still, even fully fit, that's a tough challenge. Melbourne United have so much depth. If I was a Hawks, I'd be praying for rust from Melbourne United. Maybe they're not as sharp with an extended amount of time off, but the reality is they have so much depth. Rust isn't going to create right throughout that lineup. There are going to be some players that are ready.
Well, United swept them throughout the season, 3-0. Is there a world where synergy happens for the Hawks and they really can maybe jump on that first one?
Well, if you look, okay, maybe Justin Robinson now has found himself in the NBL, and he's going to be that NBA-level type player here. Tyler Harvey was a bit down. We know he can raise up. Gary Clark, I just mentioned him. Sam Froehling, if he can keep that level of play up, well, then they're a threat to make some plays happen. Hyung-Jung Lee was quiet tonight. They had some guys who didn't really come to the party. So if they can get everybody on board, Joe, then they're a chance. And as I mentioned during the broadcast tonight, so much crazy stuff has happened throughout this season. There have been all types of upsets. We don't know what's going to happen. We have some idea, but even then, I'm not confident with that little bit of an idea that I have.
So the other playoff series, obviously Perth taking on Tasmania, that is Friday night. What are your thoughts on this one?
Well, Perth needed time off to let Bryce Cotton heal, but they need good performances from Christian Doolittle. They need Jordan Usher to come off and give them good minutes. They need Ty Webster to refine that form that he showed kind of three quarters of the way through the season. And of course, if Bryce Cotton works at an MVP level, this is going to be a three-game series. Tasmania look like they're functioning really well. If Marcus Lee is able to come back and they have this, you know, really, really valuable piece with Will Magne, a lot of people are giving them the upper hand in this series. Now, Perth have home court advantage, so I'm not sure I want to go against the Red Army entirely, but game one is going to be pivotal. I believe whoever wins game one wins the series.
Both of these teams are danger teams, especially Tassie coming in off the back of a decent winning streak. I think it's 5 in a row now. You talk about Will Magne and his sort of efforts over the last couple of games. Jack McVay is not a silent assassin, because we love his character. He's out there, he's loud, but he has been incredible for them.
And so consistent. You know, you can just pencil in 16 points, 7 or 8 boards every game. He does it at a good efficiency rate, and his enthusiasm, he's such a threat now that it's starting to make the job of Milton Doyle and Jordan Crawford easier, meaning that they can pick and choose their opportunities to inject themselves into the game. I thought Crawford looked really good in the last game. But the other thing, Joe, that Tasmania have is their structure and their system and their belief in what Scott Roth wants them to do. This is the third year in a row that they have made the Final Four. And if you have any doubts about whether it's a fluke or not, throw them out. This is real. This is who the Jack Jumpers are. They're a top four team year in, year out. They've extended Scott Roth now. They are a real problem, and they could easily go into Perth in game one and steal that first game.
They are a problem. They are full of confidence. Give me the biggest storyline out of that series.
The storyline is going to be who's better. We know Bryce Cotton is the MVP, but can Milton Doyle match him? Milton Doyle is starting to rediscover his form. He's starting to play good basketball. Now, look, he doesn't have the scoring burden from game to game that Bryce Cotton has, but if Doyle can average 20, 22 points a game, that's going to go a long way to helping them win. And if he can do it efficiently, it puts a lot of pressure on that Perth team to have to score. And they've struggled lately finding points when Cotton hasn't been cooking.
Well, there is still plenty to play for. Two incredible playoff series on the way. Beginning on Thursday night, Melbourne United taking on the Hawks. And then Friday, Perth and Tassie. This has been your Coca-Cola Cooldown. We'll be back on Thursday. Cannot wait for it.